That's why I'm like low key. Fuck 2020. Still sad, still ain't got no money. I ain't got no chip on my wrist. Hey everybody, welcome back to True to the Culture podcast. I'm one of three hosts. I am Miss Lopez, joined here today by just my co-host, Mick Live.
What up, what up?
Dr. Lee Day's birthday was yesterday, so he was out celebrating.
Definitely out there enjoying the festivities, but you know, it did rain yesterday, so you know, it must not have been too good.
Yeah, it was a monsoon. What you just heard was a snippet of Avenue Beat from TikTok called Low Key Fuck 2020.
Actually, it's actually a really good song.
That's a bop.
Yeah, it was all right.
I like it.
It's definitely a good song. You know, I mean, 2020 hasn't really been a bad year, but the pandemic is kind of like taking its toll on people. So
I hate it.
I kind of hate it, but I kind of don't. I don't know. I don't really hate it because, you know, I mean, during the pandemic, I was able to get my bread up. So
me too. But I make less money on unemployment than I did working, though.
I mean, but what's better than just being in the house, you know, not having to work and you just getting paid? Like, you're getting paid to sit around and watch television.
That's not what I want to do with my life, but, you know.
I mean, for however long it is, like, I mean, I would be, well, I did reap the benefits of the unemployment, so.
You're back to work, though.
Yeah, work sucks. It does. It really sucks.
Anyways, what do you want to talk about today?
We can actually start off with some hot topics that's going on right now with the whole August Alsina and Will Smith and Jada. We could start off with that.
The entanglements.
Oh yeah, entanglements.
That's gonna be the new word that people ruin. The last one was toxic.
Entanglement is gonna be used as a relationship status now. But you know, what is entanglement though? Like, is that like
it's a situationship.
Oh, okay.
I think so. That whole interview didn't sit well with me. It was too polished, like them high-fiving each other. It's like, yeah, I don't know. Like, I don't understand it. But, like, to me, we heard rumors about them having an open marriage long before this story came up. And, you know, they're saying that this happened 4 years ago. We were hearing rumors about them having an open marriage way before that.
Yeah, of course.
Like, so
when I was a kid.
Yeah, me too. So I really think that there's more to the story. This is all they're willing to tell us. And I kind of feel like Will and Jada didn't have to invite America into their marriage and explain themselves. But, you know, here we are.
Bad boys for life. Hooray for bad marriages. But, I mean, it's all going to get settled out. They probably going to... What is it, an NDA, like the non-disclosure agreement? You know, he probably broke his non-disclosure agreement because, you know, he wanted to speak his truth on what happened. But
he's hurt. Like, you heard him do the interview. It's like, that's a man who was in love with an older woman. And, you know, he learned the lesson that usually married people, they don't leave.
I ain't gonna lie. Like, the old twang is like, it'd just be marinating right there.
So oh my God.
So it's different. Like, it's not the same as, like, you know, like the young joints. Like, nah, that joint been sitting over there in the slow cooker for a little bit. So, you know, by the time it's ready to start getting cooked, you know what I mean? It's savored all that flavor.
Y'all heard it here, ladies. He's a cougar chaser.
I do like older women, though. Older women is the wave. Young Jones, all they want is $40 or whatever.
Oh my God. Anyways, that's a mess to me, but whatever.
It
that's
is
their marriage.
It definitely is theirs, but yeah, I mean, August, you know what I mean? It could be like promotion for his album. Like, you know, he could be wanting to speak his truth so he can like get a couple more sales on his album.
I don't know. I saw Kiki Palmer was like trying to insert herself, and he's like, you know, mess is inserting yourself and everything. And it's like, Kiki Palmer does put herself into a lot of mess. Like, yeah. She could have stayed quiet on that one.
everybody want to put like their little two cents in, you know. But that's how it always is, though. When something happens, like, everybody, they crawling out from under the rug just to put their two cents in. Mm. I mean, it's going to pass over. It's just right now, that's the talk of the town right now.
Yeah, well, good luck to them. Today's episode was sponsored by Zen Landing Yoga, located at 6002 Main Street in Mays Landing, New Jersey. You can visit www.zenlandingyoga.com or visit their Facebook page, Zen Landing Yoga, or Instagram at zen_landing_yoga. Their mission is committed to creating an inclusive space that empowers students to explore their mental, physical, and spiritual well-being, to offer our community services which strengthen connections for recovery in mental health, addiction, and trauma, to provide unconditional love and absolute respect through yoga, bodywork, and a warm cup of tea. On July 4th, I went to a yoga class in the park by Zen Landing, and I left out of there feeling great. It was my first yoga class ever.
Refreshed and stretched.
Yeah. So definitely go check them out. Support us by supporting them. Thank you.
Well, before we move on from the August and Jada debacle, let me ask you a question. Have you ever like been in a relationship with somebody like 21 years older than you, or 10 years, any kind of years?
My oldest relationship would have to be my daughter's father, my second daughter's father. He was 8 years older than me, but I think that's as far as I go. And I think that comes from like my dad growing up, he was young, so like he was in that age range, and like every time I see an older man, it's like, you remind me of my dad, and it's like, ew, like I just not interested.
Yeah, I mean, I feel you. It ain't for everybody, you know.
No,
I think the oldest that I've ever like conquered would be like maybe like 10 years 11 years older than me, but I got a couple more stories, but I'll save that for like, you know, when we not on air.
Yeah, I just never been interested in like super older men. It's just, it's not appealing to me. I like a guy on my level, kind of. Like, I don't like someone who's like super more experienced in life. I don't know.
You never been one for like the sugar daddy? Like,
no.
Okay. I mean, the sugar daddy come in clutch sometimes, you know. You might be short 40 one day.
Nah,
you
know? I got my own money.
Not a lot of people got their own cheese. They need that 40.
Goodbye. We've talked about this way more than I'm comfortable talking about it.
And with that being said,
we gotta make that your tagline and put it on a t-shirt or something.
Oh yeah, most definitely. The merch is coming. Steve Young from Atlantic City was arrested over the weekend, but you know, it's over.
Anyways, moving on. He's had enough airtime on the show. I don't really have anything more to say about Stephen Young.
Yeah, I don't either. It's just, he's just doing it for the clout at this point, I feel.
I agree.
So, what you want to talk about? How you voted for Kanye West?
Get out. I'm dead ass. Get out.
Listen, Kanye is just being Kanye right now.
I'm willing to bet he probably has an album coming out, because every time he does,
most definitely,
there's always some madness around it. You didn't read the article, did you?
Nah, not what article?
The Forbes one. He came out saying that he's running on the birthday party platform.
What's the birthday party platform?
Exactly. So there's, you know, the Republican Party, the Democrat Party, Libertarian, Independent. But fuck it, Kanye's like, we running a birthday party. And he said it's not a presidential run, it's a walk. He said that he's not down with Trump anymore, and that he took down the hat because he didn't like that Trump was hiding in the bunker. And it's like, Kanye, you just now figured out that 45's a pussy. We've been trying to tell you that since day one.
Facts.
And I really don't think it's genuine. He's trying to split the vote. Kanye benefits off Trump's tax cuts for the rich.
Yeah.
He does. I really think he knows that, and he wants Trump to win. That's his boy. He could say what he want about, oh, I'm taking off my hat. Yeah, right. You're a Republican, Kanye. You want tax cuts for the rich. And this is how you're going to try to sabotage 2020. And he hasn't taken any steps to be a serious candidate anyways. He's missed the deadline to be on the ballot in a bunch of states.
I mean, they could probably still write his name in if they don't got it on the ballot.
So. That's what he wants. That's stupid. Because he knows a vote for Kanye's is a vote for Trump.
I mean, it's just like voting for yourself, though. Like, you know, you could just put your own name on there.
Which is dumb. It's a waste of your vote.
I mean, I'm sure that's what a lot of people do, though, when they probably step in there. Like, you know, I don't like any of these candidates. So I just put my own name on there, you know, just keep it pushing. Like, and then they come out with the voting sticker saying, oh, I voted. I don't think Kanye even has a snowball's chance. Like, maybe like a couple of people will vote for him just because they're trolling. But like, you're not going to pick up no votes, really. You don't got no politics. You don't really got nothing. Like, you're just an artist.
Yeah, he doesn't have like when he was asked about China, he started talking about the NBA. Like, what are you talking about, Kanye?
Boy, crazy. off the meds. He off his meds.
And I'm not mad at, like, you know, mental illness is a real thing. I'm not looking down on the mentally ill, saying that you can't do, you know, something great. But
I mean, you could say it like this, like what genius do you know that ain't crazy, though?
I feel like Kanye, he's a self-proclaimed genius.
Nah, he's a musical genius.
Okay, musically, yeah. Politically, no.
As far as branding himself, yeah, I would like to think he's a genius.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. Because he did say that, he's like, you know, because it's late for him to run. He's like, I had an album name, Late Registration. It's like, okay, but
that's... You see, you know, he's smart. Like, he know, he playing the game. He playing the game like anybody who got that kind of like... That kind of clout can play the game. Like,
he's trolling America. Yeah, he's
definitely trolling the election, but it's not going to benefit him. So,
yeah, his family came out and said that he's having another episode, and that's why he's saying all these things. I just think you got an album coming out. You want us to talk about you, which is silly because it's like, stop playing with the United States like this. Like, we'll talk about you regardless, Kanye. You don't have to troll our elections and interfere.
Like, but you gotta stay tuned for the second episode of the Kanye West show.
It's so. A shit show. I like old Kanye's music. I like, so I'm not saying taking any away from him as an artist or as a designer. I think he's done great things artistically, but sometimes you gotta stay in your lane.
What is his lane, though? Like, cause he's everywhere, so it's like,
He's in the creative lane,
I guess. I don't really have much to say about Kanye West, but, you know, I don't even have the right words for it. It's like, he's like, just Kanye.
But
like,
bottom line is, it's not important because he can't run. He's not eligible to run. I don't know why we're talking about this. Maybe in 2024, when he actually takes the steps to run seriously, then we can have a serious conversation about that. Other than that, this is all just trolling.
Bullshit.
Who you got on that 50 and... T.I. versus
the 50 and T.I. versus 50.
You think so?
G-Unit.
You don't think the King of the South will wash 50?
Fuck no. Hell no.
Why not?
Many men.
I do like that song.
You think T.I. can beat 50 Cent?
I mean, T.I. does have hits. Like, I think they're both great in their own right, but I think shit-talking 50's gonna
watch him. He can't shit-talk 50 Cent, though. He's the king of trolls.
He already trolled back.
50's the king of trolls, man.
He said, 50 said, give T.I., what did he say? Somebody passed T.I. the weed they gave Smokey in Friday.
Boy, tripping, yeah. Like Smokey in the chicken coop.
What top five songs you would put together for 50?
Hustler's Ambition. Mm-hmm. Many Men. Uh-huh. 21 Questions. In the Club. Candy Shop.
I don't like Candy Shop.
Amusement Park. Laughing Straight to the Bank. Hate It or Love It. You know.
I like that song. Are they there? Because they're. I'm the only versus battle I watched was Jada and Fab.
That was a good battle too. That was a good battle. I enjoyed it, but they didn't really like the Fab and Jada. They didn't really play the song. Well, Fab didn't really play the songs that you know that I would have wanted to hear. Like,
what would you want to hear?
Like, give me some stuff off the Soul Tape or something. Like, or you know, There's No Competition or. Let's see, Summertime Shootout or something. But he ain't really give us none of that. He gave us a lot of mainstream music. You got T.I. winning, you said? Give me some T.I. songs.
I don't know. I'm not going to call this one because I don't know. But T.I. does have some... He got a couple songs that slap.
Yeah, what you know about that? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that song was hard.
Whatever You Like. Whatever's that song?
I forgot. Oh, yeah, you can have whatever you like. Yeah, okay.
Are they doing... straight songs or like songs they had features on?
I mean, I think they're gonna do songs that they have features on. I mean, if he does if T.I. does the features, I think he might one up 50 on a couple. But
yeah, because like Blurred Lines, that is my shit.
I'm trying to tell you, man. 50 Cent,
I'm not arguing with you. I don't know.
I'm telling
those you. Aren't like two of my favorite rapper, so I don't have a strong opinion either way with those two. So
you think 50 will edge him out, or you think it'll be like, or you think somebody's just gonna get beat down?
I think they're both strong. I think it's gonna be a good fight, like that one. It's gonna be good. I really can't call it. Like, I don't know.
All right. Well, give me one song, and I'll give you one song.
All right, Blurred Lines.
Okay, Blurred Lines. That's with Robin Thicke, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay. That come on the club, you're like running to the dance floor. Well, I am.
Well, I mean, Blurred Lines. I mean, I'll take In the Club if we gonna be in the club.
Yeah.
I'll take In the Club. That's on every time that come on In the Club. It's somebody's birthday.
Yeah, but it's like. It's I guess it's a classic, but it's kind of annoying, that song. Like, it's your birthday.
What? That song is heat. You know when you be in there and that song come on and it's your birthday, you be out there, you know what I mean? It's an extra little something poured up in your cup, you know?
I can't call it. I really can't. What's the one he did with Rihanna? T.I. Yeah, maybe 50 might have this because I can't even remember, like, the names of his songs.
Only songs I mean, he got so many songs like Bring Him Out, but I just,
yeah,
they don't, like, maybe I just got that Jersey bias. Like, I grew up all 50 and G-Unit. Like, I mean, yeah. I listened to T.I., but it was like,
no, like, the more we talk about it, the more I'm thinking about it, I'm like, yeah, 50 might watch T.I. you won me over with that one.
Telling you that many men patiently That's waiting, like, you know what I mean? High all the time. Like, he probably, these are songs he might not even play high all the time, though, like, on the versus battle, but that song is fire. Like, but that's the thing, though, like, 50 Cent, he, like, a lot of his music went to, like, the mixtape circuit, so it was, like, he had so much music. Like, even when he, like, if they were to do choruses, like, 50 has some classic choruses for other people that he did.
Yeah. I wish he would come out with another album.
Who, 50?
Yeah.
I think 50 still drop music every once in a blue. Like,
I would love to have another, like, Lloyd Banks, like a G-Unit season for the summer. Like, you know what I mean?
I can agree. Let me ask you a question, though. What song do you think can compete with 50 Cent's Power intro song? The Power intro? You ever watch Power?
Oh, Power. Oh, the show. I'm like, what song are you talking about? That song? How's it go again?
They say this is a very rich town.
I just wanted to see if you could sing. For that song, I got What You Know About That.
What You Know About That is definitely a good song. It's just so many songs that 50 got, I think. Like Best Friend and AO Technology. You don't like AO Technology?
I don't think I've ever heard that song.
With him and Justin Timberlake?
I don't think I've ever heard that song.
Ayo, I'm tired of using technology. That song?
I'm really drawing a blank.
Sheesh. Well, he's still got plenty of, like, it's so many songs that he got, like I Get Money and
either way, like, I don't have a strong opinion about either one of these rappers because they're not on my top five.
You don't have 50 as, like, where do you have T.I. at on your...
I don't know where they would be at, but they're just, like, not my favorite rappers.
I definitely got 50 Cent most likely in my top 10.
Top 10? Yeah, maybe top 10. I'm just saying top 5. They're not in my top 5.
I can agree with that, I guess.
It's a lot going on in the world, though. There is. I know, like... Maybe we made this a little bit lighter, but Jazlene Maxwell, Jeffrey Epstein's girlfriend.
Yeah.
She just got arrested. I think, like, the level of fucking lady balls on this woman to come back to the United States and think nothing was going to happen to her.
She felt untouchable.
Right. But she could have, all that money, she's been in charge of his home since, like, 1991. Like, she definitely could have went, took herself and lived a good life in an extradited country that we don't have an extradition treaty with. But she came back and bought a house in New Hampshire under an LLC so people didn't know that it was her buying the house.
I mean, she tried to do it smart, but, you know, there's ways to get around and find out who actually purchased things.
You think she already tested positive for coronavirus? You think they're going to kill her off with coronavirus? Or you think she's going to commit suicide?
I honestly have no opinion on that. I don't really know. I mean, they probably going to quarantine her. I think she'll be good with the quarantine. It hasn't been... I don't remember hearing that many celebrity deaths with the coronavirus. So I think she'll be good.
I'm calling it. I think she's going to die of coronavirus. Because they don't want these stories to come out. I want answers. My thing is I think there's like 56 victims or something. Like, I want to hear. I know they had that documentary about it. I watched it, but I really wasn't paying attention to it. It was just like background noise in my room while I was cleaning up. But I think these kids deserve justice. Like, yeah, no matter who it was.
Yeah, I think so too. I think more so if they don't get nothing really from her, but they still got the book. Like, the book tells it is like a tell-all.
Yeah, well, I hope Miss Maxwell's sings like a motherfucking bird and tells everybody what actually went down.
Yeah, I want to hear the truth. I want to hear what everything that's going on with the whole situation. It's just unfortunate, you know, how everything is playing out. But, you know, the truth, they say the truth shall set you free.
And what's done in the dark always comes out.
That, yeah, all the time. It doesn't matter how long it takes, but the truth will always come out.
Right. So thank you for continuing to tune back in with us. Hit the subscribe button.
Hit the subscribe button.
Share us on your social media. If you want to submit a request to sponsor our episodes or send in music or whatever you want to send us questions, we'll answer them on air. Email us at
3TCpod, P-O-D, at gmail.com.
That's the number 3TCpod at gmail.com. Email us what you want to say. Thank you for supporting us. Keep giving us that 5-star reviews, and we'll be back next week.
Artists, make sure you put your music in, please. That's all I got.
Bye.
Peace.
Me, but also you. The Pharaoh fast-forwards his favorite foreign film, Powder Donut. Okay, what's my line?
The only line I see here on the script is get options based on your budget with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive.
Oh man, that's a tongue twister, huh? I'm sorry, I'm gonna need a few more minutes. Bulbous Walrus, the Bulbous Walrus.
The Name Your Price tool, only from Progressive.
The owl ran afoul of the comatose coxswain.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
As a professional painter, you know your customers want a flat finish, but don't want to pay the price of fighting dirt, grime, and scuffs. use new Behr Ultra Scuff Defense from the Home Depot for a beautiful flat finish, plus stain and scuff defense. And that price starts at just $29.60 a gallon. And that's before the Pro Extra discount. A flat paint that's too tough to scuff. Behr Ultra Scuff Defense, only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Available online and in select stores.